Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program County Extension Director from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well, and I sure hope you are, too.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you on the program, as always, Joanna. So let's just roll right into it. Tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, we are going to be talking about our annual Farm City event, which we just had last night. And I wanted to highlight a few things from the evening.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. So let's just start with the basics, Joanna. What is Farm City?
Oh, Farm City is a concept that was created several years ago, probably back in the 1950s, when Charles Bennett, a businessman from Vermont, and Merle Tucker, the chairman of Kiwanis International Agriculture and Conservation Committee, were seated together on a train headed from Chicago to Washington, D.C. And during that time, net farm income was declining, and farm costs, debts, property taxes, they were on the rise. And so they were discussing poor public image of agriculture, the strong urban influence on ag policies, and growing population with no direct ties to agriculture. So to them, it seemed that farm and city people were drifting farther and farther apart, and they wanted to be more positive public relation between farm and city dwellers, I guess.
Yeah.
So Mr. Bennett made these issues public, and soon after that, National Farm City Committee was created and coordinated by Kiwanis International.
Kind of neat to know that these things happen with two strangers on a train meet, right?
I know. Yeah, I know. Who would have thought that this would have been created? Mm-hmm. But it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Kiwanis coordinated Farm City until about 1988, and that's when the American Farm Bureau Federation assumed the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So these same efforts continue today by trying to establish a better understanding between the ag community and urban dwellers. Across the entire country, Farm City events are planned by North Carolina Cooperative Extension, which is like folks like us, agribusinesses, farmers, youth groups, civic groups, and other organizations to educate the public about the interdependence of agriculture and industry.
All right. Does it always happen leading up to Thanksgiving? Is that it?
It does. So each year, National Farm City Week is proclaimed by the president as being the week leading up to, and it does include Thanksgiving Day as well.
Joanna Radford is our guest this morning on Extension Today here on WIFM. Joanna, my next question is maybe too obvious, but here it goes. Does Surrey County celebrate Farm City Week?
Yes, and we just did last night. We host a Farm City banquet, and it's always the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And we tried to bring together business folks and local farmers to learn from each other, enjoy fellowship, be able to talk, and raise awareness about agriculture in the county. So we had a great night last night.
Delve a little bit more into what happened last night at the event, if you can, Joanna.
Not only did these two groups of people meet and get to network a little bit, we usually have a speaker to talk about agriculture. And last night we had Teresa Lambert. She is the director of the Research Stations Division with North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Oh, nice.
And she spoke on the impact North Carolina research stations have on agriculture, and she has done a tremendous amount of work, her team and Cooperative Extension and others, a lot of volunteers, especially helping farmers in western North Carolina during Hurricane Helene. She spoke on a little bit of that as well. So we're grateful that she was there, and also to our sponsors who helped put this event on in our county. So we had a really good turnout.
Terrific. Can you share maybe highlights from last evening event, Joanna?
Yeah, the night had a lot of highlights on the agenda, but if I had to just pick one, since I know time is short today, it would be the introduction of the second Agricultural Hall of Fame recipient.
Oh, okay.
So we were excited. Only one person is recognized each year. We started last year, and they're recognized for their contribution to agriculture in Surrey County. They have to have done their agriculture work in Surrey County. They could be a farmer or a businessman or a woman. And there was a lot of applications. There were so many deserving people that have been instrumental in local agriculture.
You going to keep us in suspense?
I know. I will tell. I guess the world knows now, but this year's Ag Hall of Fame recipient went to Mr. Tommy Bryan Cave. And he, we know very well.
Yep.
He retired here from the Extension Service in Surry County. He's demonstrated strong leadership throughout his Extension career and helped make farming operations advanced in the ag industry.
Do you want to share more about what Bryan Cave has done?
Sure. He was, I guess I could start, he was born and raised in Surry County. He worked for 30 years with North Carolina Cooperative Extension. His passion and timeless commitment to local farmers are unparalleled. Bryan has always believed in the success of agriculture is rooted in education, collaboration, and community, and he spent his entire life embodying these values. Bryan has always been involved in agriculture, even as a young boy, so he's no stranger to farm life and its importance. He has a unique ability to network and form partnerships that have really, over the years, benefited agriculture, not only in our county, but beyond.
Yeah.
He's played a lot of crucial roles in the projects that he's been involved in, and some of those is like the farm accident response team that we have here locally. He's been a creator, coordinator, and implementer, I guess, of Farm Animal Days with youth. He's put together cattleman tours throughout the years, and he was also a very big component of Pilot Mountain Pride, the aggregation center that we had in the county several years ago.
So deserving of the award is what you're saying.
Oh, he really is. He, you know, in, I guess, he started off with the bang in within his first 7 years of his career here with Extension. He contributed to an increase in farm income exceeding over $10 million.
You're right. He's dedicated to the farming industry for as long as I've known him, and you up longer than that, I'm sure. So great choice. It had to be a terrific meeting last night, and nice to see that he got that recognition for sure.
Yes, we were very excited about he as the recipient of that, he did get a very nice certificate and a medal signed to display at his farm. This will help recognize, you know, this distinguished honor as people were out and about and go by his farm.
Well, that'd be nice.
Himself.
Yeah.
So,
going to continue to do this every year, recognize someone?
Yes, we hope to do it each year, and only one will be elected each year. So it's quite an honor.
Terrific. Joanna Radford, sounds like you had a terrific evening. Thank you for sharing with us today. That's a really cool thing. And folks have any questions, they want to talk to you about things we talked about today or other things associated with the Extension, how did they get in touch with you?
Sure. If anyone has any questions, feel free to call us at Cooperative Extension here in Surry County at 336-401-8025.
County Extension Director for Surry County Cooperative Extension, Joanna Radford. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving week, and look forward to talking to you again really soon.
Thank you, Danny, so much.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.